Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joined by CBS Sports' Len Elmore here on The Fan. What's up, Len?
You got it, man. Just getting ready for the game tonight.
All right, how do you see it? Give us Virginia versus Texas Tech. If you have not been paying much attention towards the tournament, but you want to tune in later on tonight, give me a primer, give me a prospectus on these two teams.
Well, two outstanding defensive teams. Both of them pretty much are disciplined offensively. I think, you have a Texas Tech team that this is about as far as any team in their history has ever gone. Same thing with Virginia. But, I think Virginia, one, they have destiny on their side, if you believe in such a thing, having lost a 16 seed as a one seed last year. I would have turned around 180 degrees. And you've got a Texas Tech team that nobody knows about them. And they've got some players who are just terrific at what they do, play as a team. I think the difference to me is going to be, turnovers. Virginia only averages about 9 per game, Texas Tech about 12. Those extra possessions against great defensive teams mean an awful lot. And secondly, for Virginia, DeAndre Hunter, they're probably their best all-around player, has to show up, kind of went invisible against Auburn for a lot of the game and made it really difficult for Virginia to succeed. But, if you're looking at the game and you're trying to figure out who's got an edge, I think, again, that nebulous concept called destiny for Virginia probably will make the difference. Very slight, but make a difference.
Len, let's go back to that Auburn-Virginia game and kind of that final sequence there that obviously goes in favor of Virginia. Obviously, it was a foul on the three-pointer, but how do you come out on making those tough calls? And obviously, that questionable double dribble call, too, that people have been talking about.
Look, I mean, there's not one person in that whole arena, probably not one person in America, who immediately when it happened, the double dribble happened, jumped up and said, that's a double dribble. And anybody that says that they did is pulling our leg. I mean, look, even Gene Steratore, who is an outstanding ref, he probably would have been on immediately after the play to state it. It didn't happen until the game was over that people sat back and started to realize exactly what happened. I mean, that's what happens in the, in the heat of battle, so to speak. No one really noticed it, or if the officials were on top of it, maybe they thought that a defender had touched it or that Jerome had kept his dribble. Because had he not picked it up with both hands, if he had bounced it again once it was still on the ground, he would have still been able to have legal possession. So, that's just an unfortunate element of the game. Sometimes the rules can get, pretty pretty tricky, pretty complex, and people don't recognize things like that until way after the play happens. And that's the humanity of the game.
But you got to give credit to Virginia's Kyle Guy, who then came up and hit the three big free throws after that. But he himself, he's had an up-and-down tournament. And then I look over at Texas Tech, and I think about Jared Culver. And on Saturday, he was ineffective for the first 38 minutes of that game. Like, who, in your mind, which team can least afford a bad game from their top scorer?
I think the way it stands right now, I think that probably Texas Tech, simply because, again, they don't have a lot of guys. Matt Mooney might be able to step up and fill some of the void if Culver slows down a little bit. On the other hand, Virginia's got Guy. They have Ty Jerome, who's been outstanding in this tournament. As I mentioned, DeAndre Hunter went invisible mm-hmm. for a long period of time, and yet Virginia was able, even though that pace was theirs, they were still able to keep their head above water until a point in time when he did come alive for a period of time. But at the end, it came down to somebody else, as you mentioned, Kyle Guy, to actually put the nail in the coffin of Auburn.
Joined by CBS Sports' Len Elmore here on 92.3 The Fan. Let me give you a big picture question, Len. Between Tony Bennett and Chris Beard, they both had their names speculated with other coaching positions. Which of those coaches will still be at their current school in 5 years?
Tony Bennett.
Yeah?
Without hesitation.
What about Beard?
I think Chris is one of those guys. He's had every job there is in basketball from a coaching standpoint on every level. And, you know, I just think that he's destined for a team, a program that is, considered, top flight blue blood. Not to say that Texas Tech is a bad program, but it's just not synonymous with basketball. And I think ultimately that's what Chris Beard wants to be.
Len Elmore is with us. He's our guest on the hotline. Len, were we cheated out of not getting Zion in the Final Four as a public?
I mean, it depends if that's what you wanted. You know, I'd like to see the two best teams in that tournament who survived the pressure of one and done to get out there and be able to play for a championship. Those are the ones that deserve it. You know, Duke, for as great a season that they had and as outstanding talent those guys are, particularly Zion Williamson, you know, they didn't make enough plays to get there, and that's the name of the game.
How badly did basketball, college basketball in this year, how much do they need Zion and Duke to be a part of this tournament? Because I imagine when the ratings come out, it's not going to be nearly as pretty and juicy, especially for a season when you have a team like Duke and a player like Zion who's so likable himself, and it's, you know, the blue bloods. It's a program that even if years past you hated, you then started to like.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're going to balance, and if you're advertisers, if you're broadcasters, et cetera, if you're going to balance your totality of success on one year, on a year when the Blue Bloods didn't make it, I think you're making a huge mistake. I mean, the game of college basketball, the way the setup is for exactly what I said before, for the team that can withstand the pressure of one and done to be able to make plays and to be able to get there. I've always believed that the name of the game, as you just mentioned, is about the name on the front of the jersey and not on the back of the jersey. You're still going to get a base of college basketball fans that's large, that's increasing, and has a lot to do with, you know, their love of that particular game as opposed to the pro game, or as different to the pro game, not necessarily exclusive of it, but just another appreciation. And that's where I sit. I mean, I like the college game, I quite honestly, better than the way the pro game has evolved, but that's just me. But I mean, if you're going to say that college basketball is losing because of Duke and Kentucky aren't in there, then, you know, to me, I consider that a casual fan, not a real fan. And if I'm broadcasters or if I'm advertisers that are paying, I have to factor that in and say there are going to be some years when we're going to get them and some years where we're going to not. And, you know, I'm not going to bear my success only on the years that these guys show up.
Hey, Len, do you think that Tom Izzo ever makes the leap to the NBA?
I don't know. I mean, he's had his chances. That there's no question about it. He may not get another chance because of the way the game is being played. I don't think the way Tom Izzo coaches, his passion for, you know, playing basketball, quote, the right way, you know, that type of thing. I just don't think this game reflects that. And I'm not sure he has a desire to be on the NBA level now.
Len Elmore, CBS Sports, we appreciate the insight and enjoy the game later on tonight.
Hey, you too. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.